our good friend Steve Rapp from Sports Interactions Inside the Lines, 8 till 10:30 every Sunday morning right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Hello, Mr. Rapp. Long time no speak. How are you, my friend?
Good, Pat. How you doing? Welcome back. Missed you.
It's good to be back, my man. It is good to be back, and it's good to start circling your picks of the week. Let's dive right into Week 11 as we've got Philadelphia and Cleveland to kick it off. Last check, the Browns were favored by a field goal at home.
Yeah, and Pat, interesting. We talk about this every week. I do this Thursday and get prepared for Friday and do a couple hits. And a couple of these, the lines have really moved the same way I'm betting. So, against me. So, they say imitation is the best form of flattery. I guess that's good because we're not getting the best of the number anymore, but I think we're still okay. Because you really can't buy any lower on the Philadelphia Eagles right now, and I'm buying in. The public disagrees here. The early line was Browns -2. We now sit Browns -3, as you say. It was as high as 3.5. And I'm going to jump in here taking the field goal. Browns just came off two very bad weather games, and they still managed to give up over 27 points per game, putting them near the bottom of the league. This game also calls for some bad weather, which makes it a running game, and the Browns are 27th in the league defending the run. Miles Sanders had a decent game last week in his return, and with that return under his belt and an offensive line that keeps getting healthier, he could see lots of success. Zach Ertz returns for the Eagles team that has now been better more competitive against better than this. It's tough to go to the window right now, Pat, and go with any NFC team. You know that. But the Eagles came out very flat off the bye in a divisional game. This seems like the kind of buy low spot where we can see a bounce back. I'm going to bet on it. I'm going to take the Eagles +3 here.
Let's continue along. Atlanta and New Orleans. Again, the Saints have got a new quarterback. They're favored at last check by 3.5 at home.
Yeah, it's 3 -25. I see 3 juiced. They're 3.5. This is another one. This was 4.5 when I was going through everything last night, Pat. And one thing, James Winston takes the reins, and the odds makers gave him about 2.5 points off Drew Brees because this opened 7 before the Brees injury. It then was 4.5. And now today there's been a lot of talk that it's going to be Taysom Hill and not Jameis Winston. And that really surprises me. It could be Sean Payton just playing with the Falcons here because I can't see how that's possible. So we now sit, like I said, 3, what are we looking at right now? 3 solid right now. This is an interdivisional rivalry that always has surprises. The Falcons have actually won outright 3 of their last 6 visits to New Orleans. Atlanta comes out of their bye getting healthier with Calvin Ridley getting more time to heal his injured foot. Atlanta, shockingly, still alive in the playoff race after going quietly 3-1 since they fired Dan Quinn. Their rush defense is actually one of the best in the league the last month or so, and they've been traditionally held Alvin Kamara below his averages. Kamara has not scored a touchdown in his last 6 meetings with Atlanta. We can also look back at Statty Ryan's success against the Saints. In the last 4 games, he has averaged over 300 yards passing and just under 3 touchdowns per game. I like Atlanta +4.5. I like Atlanta +4. Pat, I like Atlanta +3 today. But I'm not upset about chasing this number because I was going to tell you anyways, I'm sprinkling a little bit on the money line on this one, which is now +150. It was +180 on my notes here, but it's now +150 in Atlanta.
Can you tell them to stop moving the lines and screwing with things before you come on? It makes it way more difficult for you, Steve.
It does. Well, I feel bad about telling listeners to chase bad numbers that aren't there anymore, but on this one particularly, I don't mind it so much as that I still think it's. But then again, that's me, Pat. I am such a professional and a sharp and such a line influencer that when I put a game out in the morning in Toronto, that's going to move numbers. It's going to move lines. I say in jest. I hope you know.
I absolutely buy. I think you're me too. Anytime that I make a move, they're going to
jump it all over it. Yeah.
Let's finish off. Your final game of the week is Green Bay and Indy. Last check, the Colts favored at home by 1.5.
Yeah, and I didn't lose a number here. This is good. This number's jumped the fence due to early sharp money hitting the Colts. And I think that's just wrong. Pack opened actually 2.5-point road favorites. That line sits, as you say, now Indy 1.5. Public is on Green Bay, so we have a real pros versus Joes here. I'm going to be a Joe on this one. First of all, it's well known that I have a gambling nemesis. How long have we been doing this, Pat? I have a gambling nemesis. You know what his name is? His name is Philip Rivers. So by fading him, his fantasy owners now be feeling a little sense of warmth coming over him, over them, because they're probably happy. I think we're getting the better team plus points. Green Bay is scoring close to 32 points a game on the road this season. Put them in a controlled surface like Indy, that number rises to 38 points a game. They have covered 4 of the last 5 on the road, 5 of the last 7 as dogs. Packers failed to cover last week, and that's a good thing because after a non-cover, they have covered their next 12 straight. Rodgers and Davante Adams, who has been questionable, but said today he will play, are really in sync right now. And once they get rolling on a fast track, I don't see that aging shot putting statue on the other side being able to keep up, especially with the 28th in rank rushing attack behind them. Now I get points here. I'm happy to be taking this points. Green Bay plus 1.5.
So to recap, Steve Rapp's 3 picks of the week: Philadelphia +3 on the road in Cleveland, Atlanta +3 in New Orleans, and sprinkle a little on the money line for the Falcons as well, and Green Bay +1.5 on the road in Indy. Inside the Lines goes 8 till 10:30 every Sunday morning. What's coming up this week on the show?
Well, we're going to do every game, and as I say every week, I mean, we're seeing what there's 3 games right now that don't even have lines. I mean, there's the whole Vegas front, the defensive line is under COVID protocol. So Sunday mornings, we're going to tell you who's in, who's out, what games are on, when they're playing, what time, what day, all that stuff. We got Todd Furman and we got Phil Grace from Sports Interaction. So we always have fun.
And speaking of Sports Interaction, Canada Sportsbook, tell us a little bit more.
Well, you got the live in play for NFL. We know there's no baseball, basketball, or hockey going around right now. But one event that I'm really looking forward to, I've done it for the last 2 years, and that's that day after Thanksgiving in the U.S., the golf matchup. It's been Tiger and Phil. It's been Tiger and Brady. The live in play for that is absolutely fantastic. It goes Friday, and this year it's Peyton and Steph Curry versus Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley. It's an alternate shot event. If you've never seen Charles Barkley play, he is going to put Phil in some spots that Phil's going to try to make the shots from. It's going to be incredible, and you can bet on it at Sports Interaction. I can't wait.
Good stuff, Mr. Rapp. We'll talk to you next week. You're a gem. Good luck in Week 11.
Thanks, Pat. We'll talk to you then. Have a great weekend.
Steve Rapp from Sports Interaction's Inside the Lines every Sunday from 8 till 10:30 to recap his picks of the week. Philly +3, Atlanta +3, Green Bay +1.5.